Ibn Tayyihan was one of the close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. And he was one of the first people to accept Islam in the city of Medina. But who was Ibn Tayyihan? How did he live his life? And how did he leave this world in the glorious state of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Abu Haytham Malik ibn Tayyihan al-Ansari was one of the residents of Medina from the Aus tribe, which was one of the two major tribes of Medina at the time. Ever since his childhood, Abu Haytham hated these idols that he saw people worshipping for no reason. And some even say that he was a monotheist even before the advent of Islam. Meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was in Mecca, and he had been propagating the message of Islam for 11 years, yet not many had actually answered and helped him. That year, two men from the tribe of Khazraj, which was the other major tribe in Medina, went on Hajj. And when they came back, they brought news of a man propagating a single God and abandoning all of the false gods. When Abu Haytham heard this news, he understood it was the truth he had been looking for all these years, and he accepted Islam immediately. A small group of people from Yathrib went to Mecca the next year, pledging to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that they would defend him and protect him with their lives, and they all accepted the divine religion of Islam. One of those people was, you guessed it, Abu Haytham ibn Tayyihan. He also joined the people of Yathrib the following year when they went in a much larger group to pay allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and pledge to him that they would protect him with their lives, just like the people from the year before. Can you guess who the first was to pledge allegiance to Rasulullah that year? Of course, it was none other but Ibn Tayyihan. These pledges from the people of Yathrib to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi were known as the pledges of Aqaba. During the second pledge of Aqaba, when a much larger group came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appointed 12 representatives amongst the various sub-branches of the tribes of Aus and Khazraj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appointed Abu Haytham as his representative in the Bani Abdul Ashhal tribe. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Muslims escaped the oppression of the polytheists in Mecca and migrated to the city of Medina, the people of Medina, who were known as the Ansar, opened the doors to their houses willingly to the people of Mecca, who were known as the Muhajirin. When Abu Haytham, who was one of the most wealthiest men in the whole of Medina, saw that the Prophet and his companions were thirsty and hungry from their journey, he gave them fresh mutton, dates, and cold and refreshing water so that they would feel comfortable and feel more at home in Medina. In order to alleviate the burden on the shoulders of the Ansar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam established a system of brotherhood between the Muslims. In this system, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam established a tie of brotherhood between Abu Haytham and Uthman ibn Mad'un, who was one of the most esteemed and respected companions of Rasulullah in Islam. Abu Haytham participated in all of the military expeditions during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, including the battles of Badr and Uhud. And similar to one of our other unsung heroes, Abu Dujana al-Ansari, Abu Haytham would fight with two swords, and so he was known as Dhul Sayfain, or the one with two swords. Another of Abu Haytham's virtues was that after Abdullah ibn Rawaha was martyred during the Battle of Mu'ta, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam elected him as the supervisor and the distributor of the dates from the lands of Khaybar. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed from this transient abode, and his will and his advice was not acted upon. The rightful caliphate of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi was usurped. Ibn Tayyihan, this champion of wilaya, knew that his duty was to side with Amir al-Mu'mineen. After all, he had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say with his own ears, "Aliyu ma'al haqq والحق مع علي. That is, Ali is with the truth, and the truth is with Ali. So when the first Khalif came and sat on the pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ibn al-Tayyihan and 11 other companions, including great companions such as Salman al-Farsi and Ammar ibn Yasir, knew that it was their duty to go to the mosque and express the righteousness in the claim of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi to the caliphate of the Muslim, and emphasize on the righteousness of the claim of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi to the caliphate and the wilaya of the Muslimin. Abu Haytham rose and narrated the hadith of Ghadir for all to hear. In fact, they had all already heard it before, but they chose to ignore it. Abu Haytham told all those that were present that there was a conflict between the Ansar as to whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam meant by this hadith that Amir al-Mu'mineen was his caliph after him, or whether it's just that he was the guardian of the Muslims, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi was the guardian of the Muslims. So they sent a man to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to ask him what he meant by this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told him to inform the Ansar, Ali is the guardian of the believers after me, the most well-wishing of people in my ummah. I testify to that which has been revealed to me. So let he who wishes believe and he who wishes disbelieve, for the day of judgment is at an appointed time. Now, not much is known of Ibn Tayyihan's life during the era of the first three Khalifs. But what we do know is that in opposition to the first Khalifa, he refused to continue his duty of supervising the lands and dates of Khaybar. It's also reported that during this time, he studied jurisprudence or fiqh and hadith under none other than Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Imagine that, having Imam Ali alayhi salam as your very own personal teacher. After the third Khalif was assassinated, Ibn al-Tayyihan paid allegiance to His Eminence Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. But this wasn't enough for him, no. For he went out onto the streets inviting people to come and pay allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen. However, some people were still a bit iffy. They were still on the fence as to whether they should pay allegiance or not. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam appointed Ibn al-Tayyihan as his personal negotiator to go and speak with these people and encourage them to come and pay allegiance to the rightful successor of Rasulullah. Very soon after Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi took the reins of Khilafah, the sedition of Jamal broke out. Many of the people of Medina were conflicted. They didn't know what their duty was. On the one hand, their Khalifa and their Wali, their guardian, the one who it was obligatory for them to obey, was calling them to war and jihad. While on the other hand, the wife and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi were encouraging them to rebel. Abu Haytham remembered that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had said all those years ago that Ali is with the truth and the truth is with Ali. So he knew his duty and he stayed steadfast on the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Thus, Abu Haytham rose up and stood by his master during this tumultuous sedition, and he was one of only a very select few from Medina who did so. However, only a year after the bloody rebellion of Jamal was quashed, Muawiyah rose up from his capital in Damascus. So Imam Ali alayhi salam sent an army to liberate that area of the Muslim lands from the grips of Muawiyah. The two armies met in the Battle of Siffin, and a fierce battle ensued. During this battle, Abu Haytham fought valiantly, striking down many of the enemy's champions. But eventually, this great warrior of Islam laid down his life for the sake of the walaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. After a lifetime of service to Islam, this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam attained the esteemed status of martyrdom. After his martyrdom, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi prayed over his blessed body and buried him with his own hands. When the Battle of Siffin came to a conclusion, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi delivered a speech in Kufa when the people refused to go and wage jihad against Muawiyah again. He expressed his sorrow at the martyrdom of his dear companions, saying, أَيْنَ إِخْوَانِيَ الَّذِينَ رَكَبُوا الطَّرِيقِ ومضوا على الحق. Where are my brethren who rode on the right path and trod on in righteousness? أين عمار؟ وأين ابن التيهان؟ وأين ذو الشهادتين؟ وأين نظراؤهم من إخوانهم الذين تعاقدوا على المنية وأبرد برؤوسهم إلى الفجرة؟ Where is عمار ابن ياسر؟ Where is ابن تيهان؟ Where is ذو الشهادتين؟ Where are the others like them from among their comrades who had pledged themselves to death and whose severed heads were taken to the wicked enemy? Inshallah, we pray that we can all be loyal companions to our Imam, Ajalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. So now we know who Abu Haytham Malik ibn Tayyihan al-Ansari was, how he lived in this world, and how he left this world in the glorious state of martyrdom. So remember, if we want to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.